Halloween comes down to one word, candy, and making Halloween matter comes down to you. New Orleans has a whole Halloween season, and we're in the thick of it now. So enjoy all the haunted houses and scary movies and costume parties. But on the big day, please, be at your door and have candy. Candy is the magic of Halloween. Candy, bought by you at the store, dispensed one bit at a time to the kids trick-or-treating, is what makes Halloween a sacred social pact, and one we need more than ever now. It's about seeing a neighborhood come outside together to make it all happen. It doesn't hurt that Halloween coincides with our nice weather, when just stepping outside can lift the spirits. But if no one stepped up with candy and stayed home to hand it out, there would be no Halloween. And if no one dressed up and came around trick-or-treating, Halloween wouldn't happen. That is the unregulated, universally understood beauty of it all. Halloween is one kid, one house, one piece of candy, repeated again and again, a line of memories created, passed on, and rekindled by one generation to the next. It is a ritual, and candy is the medium. In the process, a hunk of nougat covered in chocolate is no mere dessert. It's an act of generosity, hospitality, and civic engagement. Between the sticky fingers and crinkly wrappers, candy becomes a potent force for good. Just watch. It's about seeing faces in your neighborhood, learning names, sharing a tradition, and watching differences at least temporarily vanish in the shared social pursuit of making kids happy. But you have to be there with the candy. That's why, even if you're not dressed up in a costume this Halloween, you still have a role to play. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.
And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a great...